Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good afternoon to all you texters and Twitchers out there as well. Twitch chat. Text's been flying. My friend, Lord Stephen Gaspar.
Yeah, what's Lord Stephen up to?
He's a real lord. He's got, they did the thing in Scotland where you buy a small parcel of land and
you become a lord.
Yeah.
That's legit.
It's actually what I, you know what?
I should be a lord.
You know what? I've now decided that is what I'm going to get you for a baby number two present.
A little piece of land.
A little piece of land. Nice. So you can be Lord Richard Keefe.
I like it.
That would be good.
Protect my land with my sword.
But Lord Gaspar says, hey, what about Tatum's shoulder tonight? Is that an X factor? It's a good point for
I would
Lord.
Like to see him knock down a few more threes. The last three games, he has really struggled from the outside. So I think that's one thing to keep an eye on tonight with him.
All right. Joining us now on the Harbor One hotline is, as John Anderson put in a tweet last week, Optimist Prime. But you know what Will Fleming was? He was right, way more right than wrong about Trevor Story and this team, one of the voices of the Red Sox. He'll have the call tonight of the Red Sox taking on the crappy Baltimore Orioles. Our friend Will Fleming on the Harbor One Hotline. Will, good afternoon. How are you, weary traveler?
Yes, Lord Gresh, Lord Keefe, I'm doing well. We are a little bleary-eyed, but we got to Logan at 4:45 last night, so hoping that it's the right opponent for the Red Sox. I would forgive them if today and the next couple days they're a little bit under it. But the way they're swinging the bats right now, I don't think anything, Mother Nature or lack of sleep or anything, can stop this offense the way they're going.
I mean, Trevor Story really is remarkable from month to month. And I don't know if it was just changing teams, changing positions, changing leagues, just a slow start or whatever it was. But he also, and Alex Cora pointed this out, Will, last season wasn't his best season. It was really the two seasons prior to that that a lot of Red Sox fans were looking at and hoping they could duplicate. But what has it been in that you've seen over this last 10 games plus where he just seemingly can't get out and he's just driving the ball out of the ballpark?
Well, for one thing, everybody's on base in front of him, right? It seems like every time he comes up, there are two or three guys on base, which is why you can have, you know, as many RBIs, 21 RBIs in a seven-game span is just ludicrous. And he's hitting the ball in the air, too. You know, the launch angle, for a lack of a better, less dorky term, I mean, he's just hitting the ball in the air, and he's pulling it a lot, which is one of the reasons the Red Sox wanted to bring him over, because Fenway is a great ballpark for him. But guess what? So is every ballpark in the world with what he's been doing lately. So I think it's mostly just he got comfortable. He got healthy, and he got comfortable, and it warmed up a little bit, and he adjusted to a new environment, a new group, and he's really gelled really well with everybody in that clubhouse. And you know, it's just so key to have that extra layer with all that JD and Devers and Bogarts have done, to have one or two more guys doing it. Of course, now the Red Sox have seven or eight guys who are doing it, but it's made all the difference in the world when you're not squandering all those chances, because we know that was the story the first month. They had all kinds of chances and just couldn't get the big hit. Well, now it seems like Trevor Story comes up in all the big spots and gets all the big hits.
Yeah, Will, it's also interesting that batting average is denounced nowadays in big league baseball. Well, it doesn't matter about batting average until you have the league's leading hitter that is a sneaky, quiet part of your offense. Nobody is really talking very much, Will, about J.D. Martinez, and all he's doing is leading the league in hitting.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, how great is the Red Sox offense right now? They got a guy who's threatening to hit 400, and he's kind of under the radar.
Yeah.
And by the way, there are idiots because it matters. I mean, maybe it's not the most predictive stat of run production, but when you get on base and you get hits, I'll take it. And J.D. is, what, 17? All they could do to get him out was bring in a second baseman to pitch. Everything is loud. Everything is amazing with him right now. So, yeah, I mean, if it weren't for Trevor Story, J.D. Martinez would be the talk of the entire American League. It's amazing to have two guys going on that level at the same time.
And, Will, there's so much attention and discussion about Xander Bogaert's future, Rafael Devers' future, even, you know, Nathan Eovaldi. We're not really talking about J.D. Martinez, like Gresh said, on the field, but even the off-the-field part of it, he's in a contract year. He's looking like a guy that you probably want to re-sign. Even at his age, he's hitting the crap out of it, and it's not like there's a guy that's definitely going to take his spot next year. So I would say as far as priorities are concerned, he's got to be up there in the mix.
Well, it's sort of a catch-22, isn't it, guys, where, you know, it's a good problem to have when you're the GM or the president of baseball, as Chaim Bloom is, when you got so many guys that are doing a wonderful job that you want to keep them all. I think the reality is you can't keep them all. You just can't. JD's making himself a lot of money, especially with the universal DH in the other league now. And you'd love to have him. And look, it just proves how awesome he's been for this organization since 2018. I mean, I think you really have to go back to David Ortiz to think of a guy over a five-year span who's done more offensively. The numbers are ridiculous in terms of every single year predictable production. And I think in some ways in our market, we take him for granted because guys fall in love with the Mookie Betts of the world and the Xanders and the Rafi with reason, right? Because they're homegrown guys that people have known since they've basically been teenagers. But in terms of overall production in the whole sport, JD is right there with anybody. And we'll see. I mean, he's a Scott Boras guy. So we know what that means. And there will be a lot of people who are knocking on his door.
Yeah, it felt like we kept waiting for him to opt out. You know, he had that contract with all those opt-out clauses, and you kept waiting for him to opt out. The 2020 season, which was bad for the team, was also bad for him, and he kept opting back in. But the way he's going, I mean, maybe you already answered it. It seems like maybe he's going to price himself out. Like, even if the Red Sox want him, and even if he wants to stay, somebody's probably going to offer him a lot at this point, wouldn't you think?
Well, maybe. Yeah, maybe. But, I mean, I think if you think about and listen to him the last couple of years, he's like Xander in that he wants to win. And I think that's one of the things that differentiates those two guys. And I think Devers is the same way. They're not dumb. They realize that going to Kansas City for $40 million a year ain't all it's cracked up to be. You know, playing in front of a packed house at Fenway Park in the AL East in a franchise that always is going to spend money and wants to win is worth a whole lot. And so I think that JD, just like Xander, they're gonna value that too. I mean, it's not just a straight cash grab for either of those guys. It'll just be a matter of what the market looks like and whether or not the Red Sox can get close to what the free market will offer them.
Will Fleming has the call of the game tonight right here on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Network, 7:10 first pitch. Pregame begins at 6:10. And Will, as you know, it is a five-gamer against the really crappy Baltimore Orioles.
Yes.
How are the Red Sox set up from a pitching standpoint to deal with five games in 4 days?
Well, really well. I mean, I think, you know, you get the 27th man, and they haven't announced it officially, but I think it's almost a certainty that Josh Winkowski is going to come up and start one of those games. Whitlock tonight, Eovaldi in one of the games, the doubleheader, and then Winkowski. And I think there'll be some movement in addition to that, guys. This would be a time where you might see the rare case where a position player goes down to come get another arm, a little bit more length in that bullpen, because I think they'll probably need it. You know, baseball's a funny game. You can never predict anything. But if you're going to have this stretch, really the Orioles are the perfect opponent. And they've shown some signs. They're a little bit better. You know, they're friskier this year than last. But as I said at the top, the Red Sox are run down. They will be tired today and tomorrow. But this does look like a stretch where you can really make hay. And, you know, I did predict this. I have to remind you guys that this was going to happen with this offense and this team. But the Orioles were a big part of it. I didn't think it'd be already. Right. I felt like I was factoring in the Orioles and the Reds games in a big part of that. So you really have to cash it in now. Now that you've done the great job with the Astros and Rangers and Mariners and White Sox, now you really got to pay this thing off. And you can't play baseball this way. It doesn't work this way in reality. But I think anything less than a 4-1 weekend would be a real disappointment for the Red Sox.
Going back to Garrett Whitlock, we've asked you about him throughout the entire season. He's been one of their best pitchers for sure. However, if you look at the numbers right now, he has started more games than he has pitched out of relief. He has a 4.7 ERA as a starter, a 0.93 ERA as a reliever. I understand it's small sample sizes, but is the rotation still the best spot for Whitlock, or would you consider moving him back to the, you know, closer or late in the game?
I mean, you know, as you know, I don't get paid to make those decisions, but there's no question it's an interesting discussion. It has not been as good as a starter. Now, they want him to be there long term, and I totally understand that. And they're going to give him a long runway to figure this thing out. But it's just a different mentality. And I think one of the things that happens, guys, is that when you know you're going to see him as a starter, you game plan for him, and that's harder on anybody. Whereas, you know, in the past, out of the bullpen, you know he's out there, and he's probably like the number one weapon you don't want to see come out of the bullpen. But hitters don't know when it's going to come, and they're facing a starter and a couple other left-handed relievers, and in comes this guy throwing 96 with a changeup, and that's much more difficult. It's kind of a sneak attack. Whereas now, I think what's happened is hitters are kind of game planning for the changeup for Whitlock and forcing him to beat them with sliders, and that's been a problem for him. It's all part of the evolution of becoming a starting pitcher, is developing those third and fourth pitches. So long-term, I'm not worried about him. But to answer your question, they're definitely going to have to think long and hard about that, especially as guys like Paxton and Sale get healthy. And then, of course, hopefully, people like Winkowski and Bayo and others can fill in spots in your big league rotation.
Well, Will Fleming, he's got young kids. He's landing at 5 o'clock in the morning and still good enough to get up and talk to us for 10 minutes on what is going to be a very busy weekend over at Fenway Park. Will, thanks for the time. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week. Have a good one.
My pleasure. Next time you see my wife, you got to buy her a drink, because this is taking from her time. I've got baseball time later tonight, but always a pleasure to be with you guys.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.